Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Daniel D. Stolte, 70 of Loganville, died last Thursday at home. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Loganville. Burial will follow in the family farm. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home, Reedsburg, today from 4 until 8. Friends may also call at the church tomorrow morning from 9:45 until 10:45. Dan Stolte is survived by his wife, Sherry, 6 children, Ryan and Sarah Stolte, Kim Slama, Josh Stolte and Lexi Stendelin, Jamie Cattle and Miles West, Michael Cattle and Crystal Ernstmeyer, and Carrie and Cody Bell. 8 grandchildren, 2 brothers, Carl Stolte and Stephen Michelle Stolte, several nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Daniel D. Stolte, 70 of Loganville. Charles Chip Pardoon, 90 of Twin Bluffs, died March 24th at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 6 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Friday from 4 until the time of service at 6. Dates for burial and informal celebration of life are pending. Chip Pardoon is survived by 4 children, Chuck and Janine Pardoon, Deb Pardoon and Gordy Young, Diana and Bill Rigo, and Chris and Deb Pardoon. 9 grandchildren, 10 great-grandchildren. Charles Chip Pardoon, 90 of Twin Bluffs. Virginia A. Gina Jordan, 87 of Spring Green, died March 28th at Greenway Manor Nursing Home in Spring Green. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Richland Center. Burial will be held at a later date. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Spring Green Food Pantry or charity of your choice. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Survivors of Gina Jordan include her husband Bob, daughter Jennifer Jordan and Kelly Schmidt of La Crosse, 2 grandchildren, and a sister, Kelly Benincosa Schmidt of Galena, Illinois. Virginia A., Gina Jordan, 87 of Spring Green. George W. Denman, Jr., 65 of Richland Center, died Friday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held at noon Saturday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. George Denman Jr. is survived by 2 sons, George III and John, 2 brothers, Dan Denman and Tim Denman, and a sister, Ruby Clary. George W. Denman Jr., 65 of Richland Center. Richard Dean Appleman, 71 of Lafarge, died April 1st at Amplify Health in La Crosse. A celebration of life will be held from noon to 3 Saturday with special prayer at 1:30 at the Vasateg Funeral Home in Lafarge. Richard Appleman is survived by his wife Kathy, son Brandon, daughter Danielle, 3 grandchildren, siblings Judy Ledman, Gail Wallace, and Brian Appleman, and many nieces, nephews, and in-laws. Richard Dean Appleman, 71 of Lafarge. Ronald Edwards, 78 of Richland County, died March 26th. Funeral services will be held Friday, April 17th at 6 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Friday, April 17th from 4 until the time of service at 6. Ron wanted his life to be celebrated like a party. Bright colors being worn would be appreciated. Your presence and support mean the most. If you would like to honor Ron with a gift, contributions to the family are welcome. Ron Edwards is survived by his wife of 57 years, Luella, son Travis Edwards, daughter Cresta Lee and Brian Meyer, a grandson, sister Emily and Dwayne Sumwalt, brother George and Judy Edwards, sisters-in-law Lynette Pugh, Lily Vixcajo, Lila and Kurt Rickley, brother-in-laws, Chet and Karen Sumwalt, Dennis and Debbie Sumwalt, Jim and Diane Sumwalt, and numerous cousins, nieces, nephews, and friends. Ronald Edwards, 78, of Richland County. Sherry L. Bunce, 73, of Woodman, died Saturday at SSM Health in Madison. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. Burial will be at Bethlehem Cemetery in Woodman Township. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center assisted the family with arrangements. Survivors of Sherry Bunce include six stepchildren, Robin Wall of Eastman, Patty Nading and Raleigh of Bagley, Dennis and Linda Bunce of Woodman, Kevin and Patty Bunce, Carrie and Joan Bunce, all of Prairie du Chien, and Kenny Bunce of Las Vegas, Nevada, other relatives and friends. Sherry L. Bunce, 73, of Woodman. Elaine Millie Ryder, 67, of Blue River, died Friday at home. A private graveside service will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Elaine Ryder is survived by her husband Jim, sister Nancy and Angel Accorda of Hawaii, brothers-in-law Mike and Deb Ryder, Steve and Judy Ryder, Paul and Deb Ryder, and Bob Nanke. Many cousins, nieces, nephews, and friends. Elaine Millie Ryder, 67, of Blue River.